I'm Muhammad. I'm from Hebron. I'm 11th grade. I hope the Canadian. I'm here. I hope to the Canadian to know what happened in Palestine. To know what the people the people in Palestine what they want. They want peace, just peace. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Shaker. I'm 15 years old. I'm in grade 11. I'm a Palestinian refugee in Burj Al Barajni camp, Lebanon. I came here to participate with the Palestinian Friendship and Leadership Exchange Program. And now I'm in Montreal. I came here to let the Canadians, first of all, take the correct real image of Palestinians wherever they were, either in Palestine or in Lebanon or anywhere. I came also to meet new Palestinian kids coming from Palestine and exchange some experience with them. I came also to tell all the world that we need the right of return, we need to see our homeland, we need rights, and we need someone to care and help. And we are not terrorists.
Hello, I'm Dana from Nablus, from Palestine. I'm here in Canada, in Montreal. We're here, and I hope from every person to hear us and to listen to what we say. We come here to enjoy some time and to give the Canadians and everyone the real image for what we live in Palestine and what is happening there, and that we want peace and we're just children. We want to live in peace and in happiness. Thank you very much for having us.
Okay. Hi, I'm Hamza from Hebron. I'm 17 years old, and I'm from Beni Naim. It's a town near Hebron. And I want to say for all the Canadians here, we love you in Palestine. Really, we love you. And I want to ask you just to stay with us, because we know you are the justice people, and we want you to stay with us till the end, and to prove us, to encourage us in our intifada, and to say for all this world, we are not terrorists, we just defense about ourselves, about our homelands, and thank you.
My name is Mais. I'm from a village. I'm from a village near Jenin called Zababde. I'm in grade 10. We are here in Canada to tell all the Canadian people about the life in Palestine and what we want in Palestine, what the people in Palestine want. We are here to tell the people and all the world, if we can, that we want peace, just peace, and the justice.
I'm Nadia Fahed. I'm here to reflect the real image of Palestinian people in the camp, and to tell about the situation there and how bad the conditions are. I really want to have a new experience and to improve myself and my personality. I want to have fun too. That's it.
Hi, my name is Adi. I'm from Palestine, Jenin. I'm in 10th grade. I'm here to let all the Canadians and all the world know the real images of the Palestinians' kids, and know that we are not terrorists, and we're not doing anything. If you give us the peace, and if you give us what we want, and we don't want just peace, the peace that they are talking about. We want justice and peace, because peace without justice can't happen, and justice without peace can't happen. So we want both of the sides, and thank you all for having us here in Canada. Thank you.
أكرم من نابلس. بدي أحكي أن شعب مضطهد نريد العيش بسلام وحرية مع دولة إسرائيل ودولة فلسطينية مستقلة. شكرا.
Just to translate for Akram. My name is Akram from Nablus, and the Palestinian people are an oppressed people that are fighting for a just peace with hopefully a Palestinian state with rights and justice to the Palestinian people.
I want to ask a question and do a go-around for whoever feels like they want to answer it, and more than one person can answer it. You've all come with something to say to Canadians. You had mentioned that you had prepared speeches. You've been to Mississauga, you've been to Hamilton, you've spent some time in Toronto, and now you're in Montreal. How have Canadians reacted to the information that you have? You have a lot to say to them, a lot to tell them. How are they receiving it?
First of all, when I came, I thought that I will not be accepted. But I really knew that the Canadians really, they not sympathize with us. They understand our situation and they're trying all their best to solve it. And they were really good with us. They were good hostage. They were hearing us. They were respecting our feelings. They were respecting our experience. And I think the only evidence that this is true, that you are accepting us here in Canada in one radio station. So thank you all.
When I came here first, I thought that the Canadians won't accept us. But when we go to Hamilton, to Montreal, Mississauga, really I was shocked because they welcomed us and they were very cute with us. And I like them. You know, they accept what we say and they were good. They believe with the Palestinians and they feel in what we live. They were very good for us, especially in Ottawa yesterday. I want to thank them all.
Before I came to Canada, I knew that in Canada there are great people here in Canada. I knew that we will find a good people to listen to us. Here in Canada, we had fun with the people here. The people I found people who wanted to listen to us, to know many things about us. And thank you.
I think Canadians people can understand what happened around them. So when we come and talk to him, they acted us and they understand our situation, Palestine, and they really treat us. Very nice, and they are sympathetic people. Thank you.
I want to say that we are so happy because what we saw from the Canadian people and the Arab people here in Canada, because we feel that they understand the situation in Palestine and they feel with us. We are so proud because we saw that people.
Actually, I was so scared because I had no idea if the people here in Canada will accept me or not. But after we say our speeches and we had a chance to talk about what we want to say, I was really surprised because some of the Canadian people were shocked because they had no idea about what's going on or if there were or bad conditions or anything. And a lot of them accepted the idea and they already had a background about Palestinian and Israeli people. That makes me very happy because they gave me a hope. Thank you.
Before I came here to Canada, I think that people here in Canada don't even know that there's a place or a state called Palestine in the map. But when I came here, when I sit with all of these peoples, Canadians and Palestinians live in Canada, I saw that Palestinian here, I was so proud that the Palestinian here do not forget us, and the Canadian here, even the Canadian, they knew what's going on in Palestine, and they are supporting us, and they love Palestine, and they love the Palestinian people, and they are standing with us with all of their feelings and everything that they can do, and that's it. Thank you.
كثير من الناس الكندية ما كانوا يعرفوا حياة الشعب الفلسطيني ومعاناته وصلنا هنا وصلنا لهم صورة المعاناة هاي ومننا شغل هالساعة عشان جميع الكنديين يعرفوا معاناة الشعب الفلسطيني ويتضامنوا معه.
He said that he thought that the Canadians weren't as he received them, but when he came, he said that they knew. He let them know about their suffering, about his suffering, and he gave them the image that some of them didn't know and some really knew. Translated for Akram.
All of you are here as part of an exchange program. So there's some sort of exchange going on. You've come here to talk to Canadians about life in Palestine. That's something that we try to do part of our radio efforts here at CKUT is to do that every day, try to educate people about life in Palestine. One thing that we don't have an opportunity to do is to go to Palestine and meet people there and educate them about Canadians. So I wonder if you can tell us, what are you going to take back with you to sort of fulfill this exchange program? What are you bringing back to Palestine with you? What kind of stories will you share?
When I came back, I want to tell all the Palestinians and my my family, my parents, that there is people there, they do not forget us here in Canada, and that's it.
Okay, when I came back, I want to tell everybody that about the reacted from the Canadian people here, and I want to tell them that if we put all of our hand together, we can make a Palestinian state.
As I said earlier, Canadian people gave me hope. When I go back to the camp, I'll say that there are many people who cares. We are not forgotten, and to keep the good work and to believe in our case and never give up.
When I go back to Palestine, I will give all the Palestinians hope that we will get the Palestinian state, and we're not forgotten in all this world, and people here in Canada, the most people here in Canada love Palestine and support Palestine, even some Jewish of them support Palestine. So when I go back, I'll tell them that we are not forgotten, and I'll tell them keep moving because all the Canadians support you.
My experience here in Canada, I'll tell the people in Palestine that there are great people here in Canada, Palestinian people and Canadian people support Palestine and the Palestinian people. I thank you.
When I go back to my refugee camp in Lebanon, I'll tell them that first of all, my people have really, they forgot hope, because under the conditions they're living in, they are really sad, and they are suffering. So I'll tell them that don't give up, and the world, some of the world, like, is waiting your response, and we just need to be patient. And I want to tell them that work for peace, and don't work only by your emotions. Work by your by logic. Work by your heart. Work by your body, and prove in each day, in each step you make, that Palestinians, they want peace, and we are struggling for peace, and we're not struggling for blood. Thank you.
When I go back to Palestine, I want to tell them that there is Arabs and Canadians who still support you and will stay like one hand. And I want to say that don't get up and don't stop giving hope. I want you all to keep good and keep our struggle. And we will continue doing that till our death or till we liberate Palestine.
بس ارجع على فلسطين بدي احكي لهم انه الشعب الكندي شعب متفاهم مع القضيه الفلسطينيه يحب الديمقراطيه ويحب العيش بسلام.
When I go back to Palestine, I'll tell them that the Canadians love democracy and they are people who love to support. Translated for Akram.
Thank you all very much. I think it's very great to have had the opportunity to have you here.
Yeah, finally, as a Palestinian girl, I want to thank this radio station about invite us, and I want to thank so much Sina Rahmani who invite us and let us come here to Canada. I want to thank everybody here in Canada and all the Palestinians here, and thank you.
I want also to thank your radio station and to thank Canada, all of it, and to thank everyone who's helping us, especially Sina Rahmani and Rabia Masri and Fiona Beaker, and thank you very much.
I want to thank you, Christian, for giving us the opportunity to talk. Thank you.
Finally, I want to thank you all for radio station Sina Rahmani, everyone who support us and work to get us here, and even who care about us here. And thank you.
I want to thank the people, the Palestinian people here in Canada, the Canadian people, and the Palestinian House. And I thank you for this radio station. I thank you, Sina Rahmani and Rashad Sun. Thank you.
Is the best. Go east, go west. Palestine is the best. Go east, go west. Palestine is the best.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.